What's up, people? It's your boy.
Do I have to like and subscribe something? Come on now. Hi, everyone. Welcome to our 2018 coverage of E3.
Oh, wait. Did we start? Okay, yes. Hi. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Patrick.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
No. It's okay. This is why people like what we do with this thing, because we're super loose about it. So there's no reason to be very official about anything. We're waiting for the EA conference to start. That's number one, getting the hard one out of the way, as far as I'm concerned. Whatever, it might be great. You know what? We may come into this EA thing going, you going to talk about The Sims for an hour on stage or what? And it might be something way better than that. I don't know.
So what are we looking forward to? I think it's Anthem. And that's, I'm Patrick. He's John. He's Scott.
Yeah. There's Patrick from the Pixels podcast, everybody at Frenchspin.com. Right. There's John Jagger from various projects, Azeroth Roundtable, along with shows I do like Core and our D&D show later today. And then here's me, Scott Johnson. All right. That's all out of the way. Patrick, predict.
Anthem is what we're looking forward to, right? I think they're going to go big on Anthem. Because there's an opportunity. Well, it's a big game, first of all, and they already showed what is Battlefield. That's what they showed. Yeah. So I think they presented it to get it out of the way, and the show is going to go big on Anthem, and it's going to release this fall, and it's going to try to eat Destiny's lunch, which shouldn't be hard because Destiny's lunch is. That metaphor doesn't work. I was going to say it looks rotten, but then Anthem wouldn't really be eating Destiny's lunch. But you get what I'm saying. Destiny has a hard mountain to climb. And year two, the expansion, requires you to have Destiny 1 and all of the DLC, which is kind of nuts. Anyway.
Really?
Anthem, I think, is what it... Yes.
Wait.
Yes.
Wait. For me to get the next Destiny 2 expansion, I have to have Destiny 1 and all of its DLC content.
No. You need Destiny 2, but you also, which is to be expected, but you also need to have the two, you know, tiny expansions that come out during the year, which is like $30 or something. I'm sure they're going to make a deal with everything, but anyone who bought Destiny 2 and didn't buy those two expansions has a huge... barrier to entry.
Yeah,
it's kind of ridiculous.
I don't like that. I didn't hear about that. That's not great.
Yeah, that's kind of dumb.
No, that's rough.
Yeah, it really is. But so anyway, I think Anthem really has an opportunity now. That doesn't mean it's gonna succeed. We really have BioWare is a really interesting company, obviously very competent, but I don't think they do. Action super well, even in Mass Effect. I don't think the action was the core, the most interesting part of the game.
Well, let's do this
and
thing.
If Anthem is a Destiny-like, it needs to get the action really right, because that's what you're going to be doing over and over again, right? Mm-hmm. In those infinite games, you repeat missions, and it's the gameplay that is the key. So I don't know. We'll have to wait and see, but obviously Anthem, I think, is the big thing for me.
Yeah, I think you're right. John, you're a old school Mass Effect fan, and 2 is probably the pinnacle of the series. I think that had the best action in it. Certainly there have been other games in EA's history, including their current Battlefront and Battleground, or Battle... What's the other one? What's wrong with me? Battlefield. Battlefield franchises. Those are known for great action, so... Do you agree with Patrick? Do you think this is a chance for them to show us what they got with Anthem?
Yeah, I think they're all in on Anthem. I think we're going to see Battlefield. We're going to see sports. And I don't know what else we're going to see. Maybe a surprise, which would be nice. But I'm with Patrick. I think it's all Anthem.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to have a few other things. They're going to have, it's starting. They're also going to have their, we love indies and we're artsy and we have this weird game that looks super cute and really nice.
Sure.
Obviously.
They'll have their stuff. They'll fill out their time. Oh, yeah, they're getting started here. So I've got chat room. You're going to hear volume from me and us and the show. These guys won't hear the show volume. And that's okay. And I'll turn it up and down depending on what we're doing. But just be aware. Here we go. Leading with FIFA and some war business. I don't know how far ahead or behind I am from you guys, by the way.
Man, soccer's really changed.
Yeah.
But you know what doesn't change, John? War.
Oh,
war never changes.
War never changes.
Look at that. Yeah. There we go. Anthem is starting. That's a pretty neat presentation. For those who don't know, we're seeing the monster on the screen in the press conference room come out of the screen. Obviously, the people in the press conference are not seeing that giant monster come out of the screen, but it's a neat effect.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Yeah. We're just now getting... But John, you must be on a faster stream because I'm just now seeing him.
Yeah, Patrick's way ahead of me. The monster just came out of the screen for me.
I'm doing
so
the YouTube.
I can spoil everything for you.
Yeah,
guys.
You can spoil this entire thing. Okay, yeah. So Patrick, your prediction that Anthem is a big deal seems confirmed already.
Well, I won't really take credit for it because it's so obvious. It's there, especially if it comes out this year, which is looking likely. I mean, either this year or early next year, I think.
How much? Okay, I already have a question about what I'm seeing.
Okay.
This is going to be... How many conferences are going to be all about influencers and streamers hosting everything? What do you think the chances are?
90%. None. I think they're going to go...
Well, except for her. She's already won.
Well, she's not an influencer. She's a host. She's a professional host. That's what she does.
Yeah.
I mean, among other things, but that's her job.
Right. But... Okay. No, I get your point. You're probably right. That's fine. I just, every year I go, more influencers. And I realize I say that as the three of us are sitting here influencing a certain portion of the community who likes to listen to us and they're here live. The irony's not lost on me. I'm just saying, I don't want a lot of like, so what do you do? Yeah, I do a podcast about The Sims and I'm really excited about the dinosaur expansion coming. I mean, I think we're going to get a lot of that is what I'm getting at.
I don't think we're going to get a lot of it. I think they're gonna go, you know, the Sony route and show a lot of trailers and not a lot of people talking about the trailers.
Okay.
But we'll see.
We shall see. This is the problem. We're going to be a lot of banter and slow to get to the games.
Well, I mean, so far what we've learned about Anthem is it has giant monsters that you fly around and annoy before they slowly walk away.
You're not wrong.
That would be an interesting original way of approaching a battle.
That's right.
Fly around like a fly, like an insect, until they get so tired that they're like, oh, screw this. I don't have time for this BS.
Yeah. The chat would like to know if she said anything interesting. No. It wasn't. And she's fine. She's a fine host. She just, I mean, there's nothing there. Here's Battlefield 5, though. They're going to talk about, one would think.
I'm actually interested in this.
Yeah, I am too.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. I wax and wane on Battlefield games, it seems. And this is apparently
I don't think I've ever really played one, so. It's been exciting. It's been a lot of
speculation. And so many brilliant remixes. How come all the best game developers are now from parts of Europe? What's going on with that? What's going on, Patrick? What are you guys doing? What's in the water?
I think DICE has always been part of Europe. I'm pretty sure DICE was part of Europe before. Also, as much as it pains me to admit, a lot of the games... It doesn't pain me to admit it. It's not... You have, like, one of the best games from... This year, God of War is Santa Monica Studio, so that's the U.S. That's you guys.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And gain advantages.
And our renowned destruction system is that guy's just going. He's going to be a part of it now.
Yeah, he's into it. Well, you can't really hide. Okay, so Patrick, we're just seeing that house blow up. I don't know where you're at.
Oh, I'm way ahead of you guys. What's happening now is so much better.
Are you?
Better than houses blowing up? What are you talking about?
Are you on the Twitch stream or the YouTube stream? Which one are you using?
I'm on the Twitch stream.
That's probably why. I think it has lower latency. Or they have less buffer on it.
Or because I have decent internet?
I have gigabit internet. I'm fine.
Oh, you got Google?
No, it's a competing thing, but I have it.
Okay, good for you.
Yes, but I think...
I have regular people's internet.
Oh, I'm so sorry, John. I didn't know. It's fine. I didn't realize.
Ah, here's the lady they are very controversial about, or has been. Real and
real. So my friends in the, you know, I have a Slack for my patrons on my shows. One of them is saying, I'm keeping an eye on it. One of them is saying that the Battlefield V has a V that stands for vagina.
Oh, that's why it's there. It's vagina. Got it.
I'm all for it. More vaginas in our fighting games and war games.
Yeah, I think.
Are women controversial? Because women stopped being controversial to me when I was in like second grade.
Yeah, it was a whole thing. You know, some people.
It's like anything. It's like the internet. The internet.
Basically, once cooties were discovered to be fake news, I was all in.
Are they real? That is still fake news? I thought that maybe was real at the end.
No. Okay. Turns out cooties made up.
All right, what they just announced?
No, I was wondering what cooties.
Oh, Battlefield. They just announced Battle Royale, by the way.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Into this new experience. So we will bring you experience that you haven't played before in Battlefield or anywhere.
Battlefield Battle Royale.
But more about that later this year.
So
that's all they're saying until later this year.
That's Grand Operations. It's not Battle Royale. It's Grand Operations. It's Operations, but except it takes place over several days and several maps. And
right.
It's like a giant campaign.
Yeah, but it's also Battle Royale and that people are eliminated from it. They don't just spawn back in, I think, right?
I don't know. See, we should be paying attention instead of listening to your theories about cooties, John.
Well, if you weren't 2 minutes ahead of us.
Yeah, it's hard because there was nothing interesting going on when I was talking about cooties.
Right, because we don't know because you're hearing. And now the interesting things, Patrick will just pipe in and go, oh, yeah, okay, they're done talking about that, and we're just seeing it. So what I'm saying is, get with the program, Frenchie.
Not sure what that means, but sure, yes.
I don't know what that means either. That's totally fine.
Why don't...
This is a pretty game.
Shit.
You all right?
Please, I don't want to get sick the week of E3.
No kidding. You're going to be sleeping bad already. It's no good.
Oh my
so they're
God.
Showing some really nice in-game footage of the game, as you might expect.
It is pretty amazing, I have to say.
Yeah, it's beautiful, as usual. I mean, Battlefield, this is what they do.
So there's a guy that's going to meet an untimely demise.
Yeah, some very epic music, very Michael Bay. Oh, that looked really good. Wow.
I mean,
a woman.
You know my stance.
Two
on
women.
Snow.
Wait, Patrick, don't tell us about the women.
Oh, sorry.
Were there two women? When? We missed the women. Oh, a hand, a glove. Someone has fallen into the lake. There's a... What's happening now? People walking? Okay.
This is FIFA. I don't think they announced...
This is not FIFA at all. This
oh,
is
yeah,
still World War II that we're looking at.
No,
here.
They did announce Battle Royale. Okay, fine, whatever.
See, look at me. Look at the brain on Brad over here with his nose.
And this is FIFA now.
Okay, now I see FIFA. It just barely happened.
Yeah, you can't say this is FIFA when people are shooting guns at each other. That'll get you on a list.
This is FIFA. All right, FIFA, their other big money-making franchise. Probably their biggest money-making franchise.
Which, by the way, has had loot boxes for years and years, and people love it.
Do they?
Yeah, FIFA Ultimate Team.
I didn't realize that.
Them buttloads of money.
No, I mean the part about people loving it.
Well, I mean the players play it and play a lot of it.
Boy, this Frostbite engine is impressive, isn't it? What it can do? Pretty sure it's like if they could go open with it, not open, but sell it the way that Unreal sells theirs and everybody else up, but they'd do really well with it. But EA keeps this stuff pretty close to the cheese, which is not a phrase.
I would like every trailer to end the same way, so I hope this ends with two soccer players hugging and saying, I love you, and then throwing one over a balcony.
Nope. Dang it. I'm with you. I was with you on that, but. This seems like a little more of a casual affair in here, doesn't it? This seating. It's like a... Well, Patrick's not looking at the same screen we are.
No, he's moved on.
Yeah, Patrick, you're ahead of the world now.
I kind of tune off when they're talking about FIFA. It's really not my jam, but so Battle Royale, they didn't show anything about it, did they?
No, or they said
was
they
it
would...
that was taking place over multiple.
No, they said they would talk about it. It says that's all for now. We'll talk more later in the year, is what he said.
Right. Okay.
Okay, here's a lot of FIFA talk.
The world's biggest league joins the world's game.
Well, it's a big moneymaker for them. So.
They're biggest.
I just like that when you talk about soccer or football, you get to say the word clubs a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, you do, right?
Said enough.
Yeah, you get to say clubs. As Aaron said, the UEFA Champions League. Well, she is also European, just like everybody.
It's where football's biggest heroes like Ronaldo and Neymar clash every year.
Well, it would be disingenuous if it was an American talking about it.
They have to pretend they like soccer, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, football, everybody, sorry. Not soccer. How dare I? I assume Patrick's actually sleeping at this point because they're still talking.
No, I'm so okay. If you want to know, I'm messaging my wife because first of all, she's making a pizza.
Oh,
me, which is awesome.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and second, my throat is starting to be really itchy, and so I'm asking if we have something for that.
Oh.
There you go. That was a fascinating update in the world of video games.
Ferret urine will help your throat. Slosh what? It around, gargle it. Ferret urine.
I don't think we have any lying around.
Oh, well then forget it.
We don't have ferrets here.
Oh, really? There are no ferrets in Finland? There's got to be a ferret in Finland. France.
Well, maybe one, but if its urine is so precious, I'm guessing the rich people hog it.
Yeah. You know, I just realized.
Come on, ferret, pee a little bit.
Patrick from France, who's often in Finland, is learning about FIFA. Look at all the Fs I just threw in there.
And ferrets.
And ferrets.
had you said it was not urine but feces, you could have added another F.
Yeah, that's true. It could have been feces.
Foresight.
Yeah.
Ooh, foresight. Another one.
Yeah, foresight. Well done.
Fortnite.
How long till
Fortnite.
We see the trailer for Foresight? Because that sounds like a winner.
Foresight.
Listen, if someone announces a Battle Royale game called Foresight at this E3, I'm going to flip
blood
out.
Game.
Yeah, there will be blood. Oh, there. How about there will be, you will drink your milkshake.
Yeah, isn't that the thing he killed the guy with at the end?
Yeah,
spoilers?
You will drink your milkshake. You do a better voice. Do the voice.
I drink your milkshake.
I'm not sure what's happening, but
you had a press conference.
You do a real. It's a really good. There will be blood. Guy.
Oh my God!
What?
We missed an opportunity.
Quit being so ahead of us in this thing.
No. This has nothing to do with it. We had Battlefield 5, and it was about World War II. And we didn't do a Dear Martha segment.
Oh, that's a shame.
That's
what
listen, okay, John, I think you have to do a Dear Martha about FIFA now.
All right, hold on. There's still it's FIFA going on, so we totally could do this.
Hold on a second. John, yeah. Putting you on the spot. Just a second. Okay, here comes. Where is it?
My dearest Martha. Today, I was invited to attend the EA Play Live press conference. Martha, I was so excited. It opened with a monster and people jetpacking around. And then they started to talk about FIFA. Martha, as an American, I don't understand soccer or football. It makes me sleepy and, quite frankly, angry. Earlier today, a small child came up to me and I yelled at her. Just because I was so upset about FIFA. But they're still talking about it, so I guess I'm going to go kill myself. This will be my last letter, Martha, in this life and the next. Soccer Man 92. It's ironic.
All right. I'm glad you did that. That was great.
So they have a they have a free trial of FIFA. So if you want to play it free now.
FIFA as a service. Is that what you're telling me? Is that what this is? FIFA as
No, it's just a free trial. It's like a demo.
Okay, that's fine.
I didn't want to play later.
No, I want to play now. So this is FIFA 18. I don't know who that dude is. Who's that guy? Should I know him? Who's the guy on the cover?
Mega Man 7.
Mega Man 7. Got it.
You know, the FIFA community never rests. You know, I have a feeling that we're not getting all the information that they're trying to convey. We're having too much fun.
Yeah,
by the way, excellent, dear Martha, John, as always.
It was awesome. It was incredible.
Look at this guy. This guy is like the self-portrait of manscaping.
Oh, he is a man. He's a man. He's a man's man. You bet, Patrick. You should do the YouTube stream, and then you'll be in the exact same place we are. That's what I'm thinking.
But I want to be. I want to be before you.
All right.
He gets to review.
Why don't you do
But then we could talk about the things as they happen at the same time. See.
But why don't you do the Twitch stream?
Because the YouTube one has got a big part of the reason I like it is because the buffer's longer, which means I'm not going to have it hang or do anything weird. Consistency, professional production.
All right, fine.
Plus,
also,
I think
if we jump forward, we miss things.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss a second of this guy.
What's his name again?
Something Andrew Wilson. Patrick Wilson. Wilson. Andrew Wilson. They've made a terrible mistake having close-ups of him against a big LCD screen because it looks bad on a stream.
So you have...
So they're talking about how multi-platform friendly they are.
I think it's a streaming service.
Maybe.
What is that controller with the like occasional light up buttons they're using?
That is the one on the phone? That she's using on the phone there?
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, by the way, that blinking.
This is Scott.
What?
This is what they're announcing. It's not ready yet, but it's a streaming service.
Right. Being able to have full access to a great catalog of games. Today, we're announcing Origin Access Premier. Origin Access Premier.
Origin Access Premier will bring you. Well, now you're ahead of me. Games,
probably barely. Madden NFL, back on the PC for the first time in over a decade. What? Oh, on PC? PC Madden? I'd play that. Battlefield
5. You just said you hated Origin.
I do, but I like that. I like Madden. And I don't play your consoles very much anymore. Our library of over 100
games from EA and other publishers. And third, it will launch. So wait, is it a subscription service?
It is, and it launches
all the games?
Yeah, it launches this summer, but you didn't say whether it's streaming.
But you get all the games as they release?
Yes. This weekend. Thank you and have a great show. So it sounds like, okay, what I take from that, he didn't get real specific, but I don't think that's streaming service. That's a just download and play your game service.
Yeah, this one is like the Xbox Game Pass.
Yes.
Which is great.
One member, well, if you like EA games, it's great.
He also said base subscription, which leads me to believe there might be tiers to this thing.
Yeah. Right? Hey, there's a cool trailer with rap. That's some rap music.
I don't know how those things go.
Hippity hop.
Hippity, hippity to the hip hop. Don't stop. Chicken tastes like wood. Or however it goes. I mean, you know what? I'm kind of for a world of subscription gaming. I just need someone to do it really right.
Do you think Origin will do it right?
I don't think so, because it's just... You know who would do it right? Is Steam. That would be amazing. A Steam subscription? They'll never do it. It'll never happen.
That's impossible to do.
Yeah, it'll never happen, but it'd be amazing if they did.
Oh, wait. What's Zampella doing at EA? I'm
excited about that man on PC, right? Yeah!
So that's Bungie.
Oh, is that the Bungie guy?
Respawn. Sorry.
There has been a bunch of speculation.
So yeah, obviously. Yeah, my bad. Of course he's there.
I mean, we're not ready to show all of our stuff yet.
So,
right, because he
Star Wars thing.
Maybe the Star Wars thing, but maybe.
But we wanted to bring a little tidbit. So we've been working with Lucas on getting the name and kind of the setting for what our Star Wars game is going to be.
Aha! That's the one we forgot.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys got any Star Wars. I bet you the internet is going wild right now.
But the internet's going wild, all right.
So the Star Wars name is Jedi Fallen Order.
Woo!
Don't be so serious.
It gives you some idea that you're
hey, John. The title is...
Hey, how about you let us listen?
Jedi Fallen Order.
So, Vince, you got anything else?
Well, it takes place during the Dark Times. Trying to be a little vague here, but when the Jedis are being hunted, so it's going to be spectacular.
So for all the hardcore nerds out there who want to know
he needs a mint.
In the timeline, like what between which episodes is it?
Between 3 and 4.
Okay.
So this is
right.
When Darth Vader
like nice
is
time.
Hunting them.
You got any other tidbits?
It's not a nice...
It's a dark time.
It's a dark time.
Bad time. Does that mean it's going to just be all dark?
Good, he called her on it.
It's amazing.
He told her. I didn't say dark time because it's great.
All right, so I think we want to know.
Oh, this kind of stuff, dude.
It will be holiday of next year.
Holiday 2019.
Sorry to dash any hopes.
No.
Good
but
call.
Now that we know, we can set expectations.
Unless you had heard it.
I already heard it.
And,
okay.
I must be ahead of both of you now. But not much.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Vince, it was great to see you. Thanks for stopping by the show today. We do have a little bit more news on Star Wars, so I'm going to toss it over to Dennis.
All right, more Star Wars coming here. Battlefront
2. They don't even show anything. What the hell?
That's just an early announcement.
My name is Dennis.
Now we're going to tell you about how we don't but do have loot boxes.
And how we don't but do have a dress code. I mean, look, I don't close shame. But he did just wake up in the back of a trailer. That's what I'm saying.
Instead of coming out of the gate sprinting like we really wanted to, we had to take a step back and make sure that we were delivering.
And it's kind of an apology again.
So we decided
we were shocked that people didn't like our weird card system.
Yeah. My biggest problem is I don't think they thought it through enough. It wasn't that it was terrible. It was just... Well, it was terrible because it's...
Well, it was kind of terrible.
I just don't think they were thinking. Ooh,
I liked the campaign, okay.
Oh, yeah, you played this, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
It turned out to be by far the most popular update of the game, and the team loved building Ewok Hunt.
They keep showing this Ewok video over and over.
It's just Ewok murder.
Oh, hey, look, it's the new Han Solo man. My name's Han. I got my last name from a guy at the airport. Check it out. Ooh, Lando and what's his name for him? That's cool. He's Childish Gambino Lando. Gamblando.
I'm not a big fan of those looping gifs they're using.
Yeah, I don't know why they're repeating that. That's really obnoxious.
Also, I don't like all the posing that Han does, because that's a good way to get yourself shot. Stormtroopers aim guns at you, and you take a moment to go, look how cool I am.
Yeah. Boy, this game does look pretty, though, doesn't it?
It is.
It looks very, well, it's Frostbite, which you like so much.
Yeah.
You want to marry.
A very iconic Star Wars content.
Uh-oh.
I'm excited to confirm that Battlefront 2... this year, we'll be going deep into the Clone Wars.
This guy's sweet.
That is
deep into the Clone Wars.
What? Enthusiastic response. That we begin
on the planet Geonosis. None of us are playing it anymore.
We are all plants working in the same company as you.
Let's talk about the heroes and villains. First, let me introduce...
Let's not pretend that we like this era. Can we not do that?
Well, some people do.
Yeah.
You know, the youngins.
The Clone Wars cartoon was fantastic.
I agree. It was really good.
What's the name of this general again?
Grievous.
Grievous. Grievous.
Grievous.
He has four arms.
So does Grievous.
And other appendages.
Yeah, but that's for Lady Grievous.
That's for Mrs. Grievous. Mrs. Grievous at home. Oh, now I remember why John should always be here.
You know, if this episode needed a title, I think that's for Lady Grievous.
That's for Lady Grievous. That's pretty good.
Thank you very much for playing the game, providing us with your feedback, talking to us together.
Why did he roll his eyes as he's like, thank you for playing the game?
He looks a little beaten down to me.
So thank you. May the force be with you.
This is the first time they've let me out since the loot box thing.
I mean,
so my pizza is here.
Oh, that sounds great. Go get it. Wife. We'll tell you what happens in this boat. So,
no, I'm here. She brought it to me. That's how cool she is.
Oh, that's even better. Oh, that boat does not have a pilot. I'm scared. Oh, it's another one of the Yarn Boy. It's Yarn Boy 2. What was the name of that thing? All tied up. Yarn Boy 2.
Strung out.
Strung out.
Yoshi's Yarn Adventure.
Yarny's Revenge.
Yarny. Yarny or Laurel? What do you hear? I hear Laurel. I don't know what this is.
It's time for Yarny v. Jaws.
There you go. Turn this up a bit for the chat. You guys can hear
I expected they would have a little indie artistic thing. I didn't think it was going to be the same as 2 years ago.
I thought that game already came out.
Oh, yeah. But it's, I guess, a sequel.
Okay. Oh, Unraveled. That's it. Unraveled.
We did it, guys. We drowned Yarny. In our new game,
we tear that bond up right at the start. We heard your feedback.
Yeah, we heard.
We thought Yarny wasn't edgy enough.
When things we can't talk about it now, Yarny. But in 2019, he's drowned.
And you form a new bond.
Oh, he really is underwater in here.
Your spark is rekindled.
Okay, so you meet another Yarny that's blue.
Yeah.
Ooh! So this is a symbol for the current political climate in the U.S.
Yeah, it's come together, red and blue.
It's trying to get the Democrats and the Republicans to connect and be together.
Yeah.
But the weird thing is they kind of like touch their penises together and they connect, so
yeah, I kind of feel like I just watched some Avatar.
Well, no, like actual Republicans and Democrats, they touch their penises together. Yeah,
I feel if you were able to do that with, you know, someone who has opposing views,
yeah,
you probably would be comfortable enough to discuss things in a calm, rational manner.
Yeah, why is everything slow motion and now also frozen? Okay.
More challenging.
Why is it all so slow motion-y? Is that supposed to be that way?
And we think it's a worthy success.
You know, yarn isn't heavy. And
I want to show it to you. That looks too floaty. I'm not into it.
So please welcome Michael to the stage. So a producer at Coldwood.
Coldwood. That's a great name for a studio.
Is it weird that for a moment I thought they were going to bring out actual yarn?
in co-op with yourself. I wish it was called Yarnia. The Adventures of Yarnia. All right, here's where the Pikmin fight the Yarn. Oh.
There we are.
Here's a little dev menu for you.
Oh, I like dev menus. I like seeing how the sausage is made. This is a pretty game. Look at that. Powered by Frostbite. Hey, those are ghostly children. Oh my gosh, dude, look at the bird! Are you at the bird, Patrick?
What?
Where is it? Do you see the bird? Do you see the bird?
Yeah, I feel I'm missing something, though, because I'm not as excited as you are. By the
you are very excited about the bird.
I'm trying to spice it up, because this isn't really interesting to me.
Well, so it's Unraveled two-player, and so you go up and...
Oh, look at what he did there with the co-op there.
No, I never heard of him.
I wonder how did they do with the first one? Did it go so probably solo, right?
Well, this was still solo. But now, yeah, now they so you can control one after the other if you're solo, or two at the same time, obviously, if you're
right
playing co-op.
If you have friends.
Yeah. Yes. Well, this bird is
it
the
really
shit.
Has a little big planet vibe.
Yeah, the first one did too, kind of though, is my memory. Well, that bird is a real shithead.
The bird is going to be disappointed if he gets one of them. They're not food. They're just yarn.
Yeah, you get a mouthful of yarn. What bird likes yarn?
And maybe those yarny are bringing the bird to the big Thanksgiving celebration, and the bird's really going to be in for a surprise.
You can tell these guys have played this a lot, because those jumps look harder than they are.
Why are they seeing ghosts?
I don't know.
Are these like two spirit people inhabiting yarn?
I don't know.
Is that what this is?
I don't know.
Maybe they had that in the first one, the spirit things. Okay,
I'll go up. Also, why are they chasing that sperm? What's the deal with that thing? Do you see the sperm?
I mean, it's not what I would have called it, but yes, I see it.
It's like a little spermy flying around.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of like a little spermy, except it glows, but I mean, maybe some people's do that.
I mean, that was the part, honestly, Patrick, that was what was throwing me, is I'm like, mine's never done that. But
TMI.
I've also only had so much experience with it, so maybe yeah, exactly. I'm finding it's out I'm like different.
You, yeah, it could be.
It's not like the kind of conversation you strike it with a group of friends, so maybe other people's do it.
Oh, look at this bird! Oh my gosh, freaking...
You are super into this bird.
I don't like birds. I don't like them. They're jackasses. They're mean.
Could have fooled me.
You seem excited about it. Before I go, I just want to send some
love to the team back home because working on this game, chat room seems skeptical of this. I know that's not a weird thing to say, but so many levels and everybody has worked so hard. Meaning EA.
And to be fair, we are also extremely skeptical about everything we see. The one of the reasons we do these is just to kind of make fun of everything. So it's
yeah,
not
I mean,
a
we're
assessment.
Having a good time. Sure. This is the point. Yeah. Oh, we got a trailer.
If you want the real assessment of all of this, you'll have to listen to the show we do as a conclusion after everything's done.
Correct. Oh,
do you guys want to see that footage again?
Yes.
We're going to show it to you.
Yep. I want to see this all over. Show us the way, glow sperm. I mean, this is adorable. I mean, who am I kidding?
Yeah, well, I mean, honestly, it felt genuine for the first one. This kind of title, for some reason, I don't see them being as endearing a second time. I don't know why. For some reason, it doesn't work as well.
Also
are you saying you were into yarn till yarn got all commercial?
Basically.
I can see why you'd feel that way.
But at the same time, Ori and the Blind Forest, I mean, when they showed Ori and the Will of the Wisps, it looked really nice, and I was into it. So maybe I'm just not into Yarny and his weird friend.
His other friend, his friend
that's
who's
true.
Also yarn.
What is the friend's name? Oh, there's another bird for you, Scott.
Great. I'm guessing there are multiple bird encounters, boss encounters. Wait, is this guy from earlier? Where's the GQ crew, man? Jeez. It's clear that they have a lot of passion, and I can't personally wait to play Unravel 2 with my kids.
But what's even more amazing is that we will make Unravel 2 his 5 o'clock shadow is so perfect, I think it might be drawn on.
He's like a face maker in a video game. On their next big adventure, starting try one of these face hairstyles.
So thank you, Martin, and thank you. So it's available now. Back
in 2015, something like that. We started on this journey with the original Unravel to seek out the most creative, independent Soderlund. Bring them into our EA Originals program. It's been our way of helping. He is a chiseled, handsome man.
Like, I'm getting Uncanny Valley from him.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
What if the end goes?
It doesn't seem real.
At the end of this, it'll be like, and this entire time, I was being rendered in Frostbite 5.0.
That'd be great.
Yeah, it would be. I'd be into that. Here, chat.
So,
sorry,
A Way Out is also going to be getting a sequel, like Two Way Out.
We saw over it's now four inmates have to escape a prison.
And A Way Out is such a huge success that Joseph and his team are expanding and moving into...
I got it. A Way Out, so Battle Royale. Like 100 people.
To work with independent you have to work in
prison.
Duo Q only.
Which leads and, us to our next EA Originals title.
Uh-oh.
From a little game studio in Berlin called Joe My Games. When I met this team and I saw the game, I was instantly drawn to how personal this story was. It's one that carries a very powerful and important message. And it's unlike anything we've
What's
ever done.
What's on his face that isn't
so
hair there? What is that?
Tony Gepper to the stage from
a
Joe
microphone,
My Games to tell
lips,
you more about
a mouth, a chin cleft.
Sea of Solitude.
All oh, right. I ha- we so this is on PC other... already. This is already on Steam. I have this game.
Thank you, Patrick.
She's so nervous.
I still remember during the pitch how enthusiastic Patrick was, and that afterwards, like our whole team, including me, we're super excited.
It oh, I don't have the. Sorry, different game.
A little bit the same right now. I'm pretty excited. Maybe a little too excited.
Hey, she put up goat, double goat. Did you see that?
We are Yomai, a small indie game studio from Berlin, and we are developing Sea of Solitude, or SOS as we call it. The whole journey.
She really is German.
She's very German. I love it. Becoming
the whole journey. She's I have some kind of weird reaction amazing. To the way she speaks.
It's because you guys are invaded by him. I get it.
Yeah, exactly.
When humans get too lonely, they turn into monsters.
Okay, this isn't what I thought it was.
Is at the core of
I'm thinking
everything.
Of Sunless Sea, is
you
what I'm thinking
see,
of.
Hear, and hopefully feel while playing SOS. What makes this underlying concept so important.
You will play my
and
game.
So unique is that nearly
nine.
God, not all Germans are Nazis.
The feeling of being
well, do we know that for sure?
Well,
no.
Send your Patrick emails to Patrick, not me.
Your Patrick emails.
I think as an artist, you process your emotional world by letting it out and putting it into your art. I'm still amazed.
Where's this game?
It's interesting. I mean, what she's talking about is interesting.
Right into the hand and onto she's the talking paper. About how if people get too lonely, they turn into monsters, Scott. So many people
can but how you process your emotions and how you express yourself in those...
Not a made up
and,
story.
I don't know. I wonder how she's going to translate that into a game.
In a yeah.
Setting. The idea is interesting.
In SOS, we try to show how people experience different kinds of loneliness, but also how outsiders, friends... and family see those who struggle. We achieve all this in playful ways.
So this is basically a game about depression?
Who wants to simply enjoy a fantastic experience
guess
can
so.
Do so.
But what do you do?
But
maybe you hang out on the boat a little bit. Maybe you do a little
you never leave the boat again! It all. I love German accents, you guys. This is not me being racist. It's not racist. What would it be?
From such strong loneliness that her inner feeling, the darkness, the anger, the hopelessness, worthlessness, turns to the outside and she becomes a monster. The game is about finding out why this happened to her,
I gotta fix something.
But also how to turn her back into a human.
So let's do this thing.
The goal is to bring all those emotions into balance. Some needs to become bigger. Some would be better off a little bit
that's a
smaller,
cool shot. That art is neat.
Even your destructive part or your self-doubt in the same way you embrace your joy
but
or your hope.
There's nothing else. Okay, we understand now.
About.
Please show us the
and
game.
That's what our
would
game
you maybe like to see the boat a little more thank if you. We can show you? It's in front of the
is that it? That's it? Oh.
Is this real?
Okay, here we go.
No, that looks really good.
Ooh, look at that. This is the boat? Oh, trippy, dude. What is she?
Oh my god, this looks great.
I love games like this.
Yeah.
I've just chased you so long now. I'm too weak to.
Even the music is amazing.
Yeah.
A new day is here, but nothing.
So it looks like kind of a platformer.
Yeah, third person platformy thing. Ico, Shadow of the Colossus style. Sort of.
It looks really good.
Yeah, that looks neat.
I mean, it could still be a crap game, but it's based on the presentation. It's a really solid presentation.
Yeah, that looked neat.
I am also a sucker for when things are flooded. That also is a aesthetic I really like. Just
really?
Like snow and stuff.
That's interesting because I know you're that way about like snow and ice, right? Like you're a big fan of like stuff's all snowed in.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Is you probably like playgrounds? Hard rain. You like hard rain where what's his name yells, "We just want the money!" You know the one I'm talking about?
No.
You've never
don't.
Seen hard rain? It's like a flood comes to town and Christian Slater's trying to do stuff and Morgan Freeman's a bad guy and he's got them all pinned down with guns in a washed out warehouse and he yells, "We just want the money!"
I have not seen it.
Okay. You'd probably
I'll
like
have to
it.
Watch it. I'll let you know. I'll report back.
So is this is basketball, guys. See if NBA Live can ever actually be a thing people want to play.
Because I mean, it's about the shoes, so
2K17
once they figure that
lunch.
Out, they got it.
NBA Live 19. All right. 100v1 basketball, Boom and Tap Live in the chat says.
Great.
Yep. It's in the game. So is this a? How good do you have to be in these games to look at the? This is a grumpy crew.
Yeah, this is like the story of how Teddy got to Westworld.
I love it, dude. Teddy was pretty emo.
Yeah, they had to make him nice, and then they made him mean again.
Yeah,
they made him back into this.
Oh, they're two different people. I thought it was just one person.
Well, they share a certain je ne sais quoi.
A passing resemblance.
Yeah. Well, they give you a belt, like a wrestling belt for that. That's cool. Oh no! Uh oh.
Oh, good. We're gonna get to hear from Young.
Don't do that. Don't. Come on the stage screaming.
I agree.
Come from that butt whooping? Wow, already starting. Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Juju Smith-Schuster from the Pittsburgh Steelers. As you guys can see, king of touchdown celebrations. That's pretty fire. I like that a lot.
So, Screech wants his pants back.
Screech.
Young kid.
Patrick, you're such a 90s kid.
How has it been? You know, your success and your path, you know, to where you're at today.
And his shoes.
It's like a version of Screech's pants, except they're leggings.
So then I picked up Madden and I mean, I just think when you look at the guy on the left, there's too much pants. And when you look at the guy on the right, there's not enough pants.
Yeah, he could spare some pants for that guy.
Wow. Okay. So the key to be the number one player in Madden is to hurt your arm in baseball. That's number one. Number two.
This is terrible.
The decision to go to your graduation or go to the tournament. So, like, what did you do?
This is horrendous.
I chased that money. I still got my diploma, but I chased that money. There you go. We're out here.
Oh, this makes
money.
Me want
great
to die.
Great message for the kids.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay,
great message for the kids.
You know, yeah. The past few years,
there you go. We're all here chasing money.
I hate this.
We're not going to go to school.
I've had a lot of devastating losses. I've been so close so many times. I made the final on TV and got
look at his close
out.
Up of his knee in every one of these shots. Look at that.
That's awesome. That belt is
Do you think the WWE gets upset when other people decide to do championship belts and then they have guys like Young Kiv walking around like wrestlers?
Maybe.
Well, I think the belts were in boxing initially, so.
Well, that's true.
If WWE gets annoyed, it would be like PUBG getting ticked that people are doing Battle Royale after they lifted it from a million other places.
Oh, look, he stole his belt in a act of mock comedy? Hilarity. Yeah, it was really funny.
Failed comedy.
Boy, this game continues to look awesome. I think this is now in Frostbite also. Everything's in Frostbite. I do like football. I like video game football, I'm not going to lie.
I did. There was a time. Eventually, it all went to sim for me.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? I agree. I like sports games that don't forget that they're a game first. I don't care about the sweat on their face. I care about how much fun I'm having. And that's why that Super Mega Baseball 2 is so rad. It's so much fun. It's like those old games.
It's not for the same people. You know, those games are made for people who don't necessarily play video games a lot, but who really enjoy the sport and want to play the sport on their console.
No, I agree. That's 100% valid. And they should cater to that, you know, like, they shouldn't cater to me.
Right.
But I'm always looking for reasons to get back into it. Used to be a big deal on weekends. We'd have big football parties. For those listening at home, they're just showing a commercial for Madden 19.
They're playing baseball now.
All right. Yeah. Is it anthem time yet?
Oh, you mean the game. Oh, Mutant League Football, Tesorial in the chat. Don't remind me how awesome that was. Shoutcaster here alongside Redwood Studios
General Manager Michael Martinez. How are you doing today?
I'm super excited to be here.
Yeah. We're going to do this presentation a little bit differently and give you the first look at a brand new mobile game in a live winner take all.
People need to switch to real names.
Michael, why don't you tell us the rules?
When he said, "I'm Nathanius," I just assumed they'd be doing this with a demon.
Yeah, with a demon. Super simple. I am Nephilim. Tap the destination, unit automatically moves there. The most efficient way to destroy the opponent's base is with this giant nuclear missile in the center of the map. Control. I like turn-based mobile games, but I'm sure this is like a micropayment hellhole. Whoever controls the missile when the bar fills up will fire the missile. All John has to know is that it's on mobile, and he's like, "Nope, I'm good."
Yeah, I'm good.
Sounds great, Michael. Well, enough talking about it. Let's get to this match.
Absolutely.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have an awesome matchup lined up for you here today. Fighting for the blue side of the room, if you could please give a cheer for one of the most formidable RTS players there is. Make some noise for In Control.
That was me making noise.
So this is them wanting some of that, what's that game? Clash Royale.
His opponent,
Clash Royale, yeah. They want some of that money.
Yeah.
Competitive mobile gaming phenomenon. Please join me in welcoming to the stage Nick Which, at Night.
It's a great game, by the way.
What is, Clash Royale? It's an awesome game. It's just hampered by its freaking pay model. But I agree.
Now, Mike, it's going to be a real clash of these gaming styles.
I feel this way about most mobile games. And I realize the writing's on the wall and there's not much I can do about it, but I wish more were premium games.
Ready? Let's get this thing going.
We're gonna have to get used to our new lives. As gamers,
we're about to see like what it's like to be at an airport at 3 in the morning. Two guys just staring at their phone in the dark.
One of these days, John, we need to have a one-off interview where we just talk about this. Because I think it's a super interesting conversation that we had about mobile games. And your skepticism about it, I think, is a great talking point.
And why I don't like them?
Yeah.
We can do that.
And why I think you're only partially wrong, because I actually agree with a lot of what you say, but I think there's some value in a lot of this stuff.
See, I think that's good, because I only think I'm partially right about them being
off. Yeah, this is Clash Royale, Patrick. That's basically this. That's what this is.
Yeah, but with Command & Conquer around it. Guys, remember when Command & Conquer wasn't this?
Yeah, I remember that. Well, they did own Westwood, right? Didn't, I mean, so they're already about 350 Clash Royale rip-offs, but games inspired by that kind of gameplay on the App Store now. So the fact that they're doing this isn't really a big a deal. Like, there's tons of this stuff. I have probably 10 games on my phone right now that are Clash Royale rip-offs. Some of them are better than.
Yeah, but this one you get to say Command and Conquer.
Yeah. You think old Westwood executives are just pooping blood right now, just going, oh my gosh, why do we sell this?
I think it's just like that commercial where they look at the camera and a single tear comes out.
Well, like the Native American.
I like the idea. It just, maybe it's better when you're playing it, but watching it looks pretty uninteresting.
Yeah.
And please stop showing the both screens. Like the screen of the game is so tiny, you can't see anything because they have like a split screen of the dude playing on.
I agree. They should blow it up so we can see the damn game. By the way, Mitzula in the chat says they've shown a phone live on the internet and nobody has sent a dick pic yet. Fake, he says. In all caps. I think he's right. You're probably right, Chris. Oh, there you go. Okay, here's full screen. Let's see what we got. Okay, looks like they're commanding and conquering things to me. Nick at Night is his name.
Cool.
Yeah. He's a 90s kid. That's when he would watch Taxi reruns or I don't know. What's on Nick at Night? I don't even know.
Oh, yeah. Nick at Night was great. I watched Nick at Night. I don't want it to be my name, but I watched it.
Well, why wouldn't you want that to be your name? How weird. I've turned chat room. If you're hoping I'd have the commentary turned up, I'm sorry I won't do it on this one because these guys are really, I mean, they're just shoutcasting. It's just, here, listen.
Trying to scout out and see what your opponent is doing and make the proper response is so important in strategy.
Yeah, it's boring. Harvesters. I mean, the future of RTS is maybe more like this than we'd like to admit anyway.
Well, it's like Patrick said. It's not that Clash Royale is a bad game, necessarily. Like, the gameplay is kind of cool. The concept's kind of cool. But I've always been of the mind that when you say, well, it's good, but, as soon as you hit that but, it's not good anymore. You know, that but is what ruins it from being good.
Right.
Butts ruin everything.
Yeah.
But yeah,
we
butts are the worst.
Fun until the butt showed up.
Oh, he's harassing their economy, he says. No, you know who's harassing your economy? EA with their microtransactions in this game.
So,
yes,
I think
Pizza
if
Boy?
A game like this had come out a few years ago when StarCraft was more of a thing.
Yeah.
It could have been really interesting. I really like the way they adapt the gameplay to a mobile game. It's just one screen and you manage your resources and I don't know. I think it's a neat thing, but it's just a neat thing when RTSs aren't really a thing anymore. Clash Royale makes it more palatable, like it's more cartoony and fun. This is more hardcore RTS, which someone who wants to play a more hardcore RTS is maybe not going to play on phones. Maybe I'm wrong. But.
Okay, when's it?
Players complete continuous control of their armies in quick, competitive head-to-head matches that are fueled by skill
and strategy.
All right,
is it Anthem time yet?
Now, Rivals will be coming to iOS and Android devices. But I'm excited to announce that Android players can play the pre-alpha today.
Pre-alpha.
So head to the Google Play Store, search Command & Conquer.
Pre-alpha today on Android, out later on iOS. This game,
and we can't wait for you to play. Please let us know what you think.
So congratulations.
That's a good analogy. There you go.
Is this Anthem?
The people in my Slack are saying it looks like curling. It did look a little bit like curling. Like, the game might be awesome, but it's so slow,
Oh, good point. Curling is a good comparison. Also, we know Blizzard's working on some kind of mobile RTS. We don't know what it is. They haven't said, but they may change all this. I don't know. Or we may be so disappointed it'll hurt. Okay, this is not Anthem, Patrick. This is
Yeah, it's still Rivals.
Command and Conquer. Although nobody has a tablet that big. Jeez Louises. It'll probably make billions. They make so much money on this stuff. Oh my gosh, that guy? What? The goatee guy from Command & Conquer's in it.
That is how they try to get you, Scott. Don't fall for it. That's not even really him. It's a CGI man.
Oh, frick. With a spectacular
epic anthem, I wanted to share a few final things. I am blessed to be able to work with some of the most creative people on the planet who come to work every day to create amazing entertainment. And what I can say about all of those teams...
Is he Australian?
And what I can say about us is that we are always trying...
Not that it matters.
...and listen and strive to be better.
I don't know. So, I'm just as you too look distracted at the by the eyebrows. Today,
yeah.
And as you play games this week, there's some things we hope come through. First, that at the very core is choice. Is that you as players get to choose how you play, what you play, when you play, and what devices you play on. That in making those choices, you feel you are treated fairly. That no one is given an unfair advantage or disadvantage for how they choose to play.
Hmm.
He's given everybody in Europe a vulgar sign with his hand right now. You put
so much of your life into the games we make. And
yeah, here we're just like, ah, oh, whatever, he's gesticulating, but you are rewarded and over there he's saying you're a dirty... For that investment.
And
whatever.
Most importantly, that the games are fun. That we move past the grind and that these are experiences that truly enhance your lives. And so, as we think through all the things that we're trying to do, know that we want to be better and that we want to make great games. And that as much as we love making games and as much as you love playing them,
there's
something
that
is even greater that we can do together.
What's that?
The power of this community when we come together to do amazing things is profound. Last weekend was the third year of our Play to Give program, where we show the world how the power of play can be a positive force.
Patrick, let me ask you, as our resident liberal SJW cuck, all right?
I'm right there with you. Yes.
In all seriousness, do you think the lots of kinder, gentler industry messages this week more than usual? You know what I mean?
In that they want to make people forget about loot boxes, maybe.
Yeah, but I mean, do you think there'll be a lot of like, I don't know, anti-toxicity, anti, you know, just those kind of messages?
Sure. Yeah.
Why not? More than usual, I mean.
I don't know. I mean, EA is wanting to, you know, buy themselves back a shiny image.
Yeah.
I don't know that the others are going to be doing the same thing. Maybe toxicity, but you don't want to talk about toxicity at E3. You don't want to your biggest showcase of the year to be like, oh, also our community sucks, but we're trying to fix it.
Well, right, so. Yeah, but remember Morheim at BlizzCon that one year, and you know, it's a that's their big showcase.
That's different. All right,
here's Gamergate,
and
here's your Anthem stuff.
Yeah.
Creating, altering, destroying. The Anthem is all that remains.
There's a storm coming. These walls can't protect us forever.
We even have Destiny helmets.
Nope, superhero landings. Confirmed.
Didn't quite land them.
To destroy us all.
They were a bit weak at belt. Is that their anthem? You will not control us, we will be victorious?
I
pretty weak rhymes, by the way.
Well, it's a real song.
Yeah, it's there. In the future, everyone will be into weird covers of Muse.
Yeah, this is a cover, a Muse cover. Jeez, Patrick, get with it. Get with the times.
Oh, that's a much better rhyme. Jeez, Patrick, get with it.
All right. Let's hear more.
Okay, so there was a cool trailer movie. We saw one last time already. Now let's hear what this game is about.
Yeah, hopefully that's next. They're showing a lot of imagery here.
If the presentation is ending now, no, okay, they have...
Okay, hold on a second.
A couple times, and it's still cool every time I see it. So I know all of you, like me, have had tons of questions about Anthem since
my
last year,
favorite thing is for our E3 stuff is how you react to presenter stuff.
I know. I feel like it's not exactly fair that I do that, but I can't help it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to Casey
Just
Hudson.
Just having
Mark
fun
Caroline,
at their expense. All right, here come the real...
Oh, that's what we're here for. It's just...
Yeah,
it's
here for fun, but it's impossible for me to not notice people's shoes or their dumb pants or some weird hair thing. Or I can't help it.
Well,
and there's a reason I'm not on stage. I understand. Like, oh, now they're going to do full-on Q&A. All right.
They put them all in director's chairs to really sell that this is a big deal.
Yeah, it's like a BlizzCon panel.
Hey, listen, it is a big deal, okay?
All right, let's see what happens.
A couple years off. But before you came back, you actually worked on Anthem before you left.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, first of all, it's amazing to be back. It's awesome to be making games for BioWare fans. You know, we have the best fans.
Oh, yeah, Casey Hudson was your Mass Effect guy and then left.
Come back to it, and, you know, I just want to be able to...
And now he's
the
back.
Legacy of the studio.
Yeah.
That's kind of where it started with Anthem, is just thinking about, you know, what is the evolution of a BioWare game? And we wanted to create a
So he's
new
the dude
world,
not behind... Andromeda.
Correct.
Yeah, he was gone
we
for
also wanted
Andromeda.
To do something that was, you know, more of a dynamic and living world, a game that would change every time you came back and played it. We also wanted to do something where, you know, if you wanted
your
to
blue
your
picture looks
it,
different than my blue picture.
Well. So that's really the initial vision of the game, not an MMO, not a multiplayer game with story sort of bolted on this side, but something new and different, and I think the team...
Ooh,
cool.
Take that, Destiny.
Not an MMO, not a solo thing with really multiplayer on the side, so what is it?
From BioWare, but
bolted on the
side. I
think
we're kind of curious how you're planning to make story work in this shared world.
So a great story for BioWare is really about characters that you can have a connection with, choices you get to make, and feeling like the story is about you. In a lot of multiplayer games, those things get diluted because you're mixing multiplayer and storytelling into the same areas. Now, you can build a solution to that, but you have to really build it into the core of the game. And that's what we've tried to do with Anthem.
Core.
It's what we call our world, my story. So when you're out in the open world, the world is really dangerous, and you're focused on your mission. And this is where other players get to play with you. The thing that's really interesting about this, it's unique for Anthem, is that this is
beautiful.
A living shared
Look
world.
At that.
So whether there's weather... or it's nighttime, what we're experiencing together. Everyone that's playing Anthem at a moment is seeing the same thing. And this is what we mean when we talk about our world. It's a shared world that we all...
Chatroom says, look at all this gameplay.
But then when I finish my mission, I come back to a base like Fort Tarsus. And this is a single player experience.
Oh, look at
I
this.
I turn my rewards... I talked to some characters.
Man.
I experienced the
So it's basically Iron Man armor.
Yeah,
okay.
I want to be Iron Man.
I want to be Iron Man too. By the way, they're saying that there's a huge single player element to this. If I can do most of the things that you do in this game in single player, I'm way more interested.
Well, that's
than
what they're saying.
That's good.
Teaming up with your friends.
Teaming up's great, but I'd rather play by myself.
I mean, designing it. The action part is with friends and with other players, but the solo part is, I mean, the story part is solo.
They want to continue to play in our worlds. When they've finished Mass Effect or Dragon Age, players want more story. And so we've designed Anthem in a way that we can actually add more story for years to come.
And keep in mind, I mean, BioWare, you know, lords of story. They have a real chance to do that here, I guess.
The world that deepens the lore, or an entirely
I'm not worried
new
about the story. You were, it's the action I'm worried about, as I was saying earlier. Right. Well, not worried, but I'm waiting to.
That's what you're interested in finding more about.
Yeah, not concerned, but yeah, I want to know if the gameplay is good, because that's what matters.
Well, right now it's all world building and story. I don't know why they're focusing on that.
And not just the writers, but all of the devs.
I mean, there's still a ways away on this, right? Like, it got pushed back, didn't it?
Yeah, it's not this year. Is it?
Isn't it early 2019?
I'm pretty sure it's fiscal 2019, year. But I didn't remember.
Yeah, I think it's early 2019. Like fiscal year, so before March, before the end of March.
I do like flying around. Look at that.
Means that the world is constantly being reshaped in new and unpredictable ways.
Yeah, violent storms, mutated
creatures,
gigantic monsters.
That is so dangerous. Like, the world is being reshaped all the time. It's so dangerous game design-wise.
Yeah, everybody thinks they want that in a game, and then you think about what that actually means to every player's experience constantly. That's why MMOs don't do it. That's why the ones that try fail. Like, it's hard. It's really hard. Such a great idea, though. If somebody can harness it,
yeah, it's something we've done.
That'd be great.
At BioWare, you know, and then really the hardest part is getting started, just kind of getting off the blank page. So what we try to do is we think about the new experiences that we're trying to unlock for players. So, like, what is the fantasy fulfillment? What are the new things you actually get to go and do that are different from what you've played before? So that's where we start, and then once we think about those things, you know, that's the power of creating new IP, especially for games, is that you actually get to build a whole fictional universe.
Patrick, they look like us at BlizzCon last year.
And then once we do that, then we kind of...
All sitting there with our scarves and our sweaters.
What unlocks us creatively is to think about...
Also what?
Nothing. Your scarf. I was just making a scarf joke.
And
it's okay.
The technology and the politics of our new world. And then from there, we can actually go and build out every last detail.
Yeah, and one of the unique challenges for Anthem is that it's a world, an experience that's meant to feel alive. Like,
you know,
right
they
now.
Are and saying so a lot of things that really don't mean anything in this storm, conversation.
Well, I mean, if the emphasis is story, I'm okay with them telling us that.
Yeah, but it's like
if you're looking for destiny killer, if that's what you want,
we need a game that is alive and like, and they're looping the same concept art and 3 seconds of in-game footage over and over again.
I don't disagree.
I mean theoretically, we're 8 months away from this game coming out.
Yeah,
and they're showing concept art and little looping clips.
Yeah.
You know, in a world where they didn't put out Mass Effect Andromeda, I wouldn't be worried. But in a world where we saw nothing about Andromeda up until it came out, I'm concerned. I want it to be good.
Yeah. Why is there always a race of characters with big goat legs? Why is that always a thing in every game ever made?
Well, they're better than human legs.
Oh, well, then all right, then.
We call them javelins, and there are four, and they each have unique abilities. There's the ranger, and then there's the colossus, the interceptor, and finally, the storm.
Yeah, so each javelin gives you a different
tank.
Way to play the game.
But the thing to remember, I guess I'm an interceptor because I'm a rogue.
Yeah, I'll be magic guy. Oh, yeah.
Which means you can decide which suit you want to use based on your mood, based on the mission you want to engage with, or the javelins that your friends are using.
Oh.
So
you don't have to stick with the same dude.
Yeah, you're not locked into it. That said, look at that interceptor. Like they're built in the materials of the world.
So they each have their own unique abilities. So let's take a look at the ranger now. The ranger is a more generalized suit, able to do a lot of different things. Really designed for up close and personal combat, one-on-one for the most part. The Colossus is heavier, more specialized, but able to really pack
so
in
I'm
big
seeing
weapons
a lot of targeting.
Yeah. Well, they're going console focus, man. Like.
I'm just gonna say the storm looks like it's gonna be my favorite. I'm sure you guys out there.
I don't know.
Are
Destiny is console,
now,
and you aim.
Awesome. But we're going to take a couple questions.
There's a little assist in there, though. A little bit.
Yeah, of course. but it's different from targeting. I mean, obviously you're going to be aiming in this game, I hope.
Yeah, I like targeting. And aiming. What kind of
customization options will be available in Anthem? Is that really a tweet? That's a lot of text for a tweet.
280 characters, baby.
Javelin plays through gear and weapons, but also being able to personalize the way that it looks, both through paint jobs as well as changing the actual geometry of the suit itself. We want teams to be able to do this.
Evangelion.
As well.
Oh, there's a Mass Effect one hidden in there as well.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Really all black with a red and white stripe down the side.
So you're all in then, is what you're saying.
Yeah, they had me at Mass Effect. Customization.
Monetization. How, when, loot box, cosmetics.
Yeah, so we are going to have some cosmetics and vanity items that you'll be able to purchase, but you're always going to know what you're going to buy before
no loot boxes.
You spend any money on it. So no loot boxes, no ability to pay for power.
No loot boxes.
So that means no ability to spend money on...
So microtransactions for cosmetics, but you know what you're getting.
Yeah. Make sure that
Anthem which I'm... This is basically what they're all doing now.
I'm totally fine with this move. Because I like cosmetics. I just want to buy them.
New content for a long period of time.
If they do a Mass Effect, you know, die pack, I want to know that that's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
I can make my javelin pink. That's really all I wanted to know, I'm going to be honest. All right,
okay. We talked earlier about this. I don't like the connotation of that last statement.
Can you tell me a little bit about how the team gameplay in Anthem is going to work?
Patrick, are you always trying to make your javelin pink?
No comment.
So, you want to get a few people together of different classes. So, you know, I think here we're going to see the Colossus, you know, just hammering people on the ground in gameplay, if we can have a look at that. So, heavy artillery, being really strong, you know, in melee combat. And then here you've got
noticing a lot
combo.
And then they're using
the Ranger and the Colossus and none of the other classes.
Yeah. Which makes me think they're not far enough along.
It's interesting because at the Sleep Tones wants to know, how will you balance multiplayer with single player storytelling?
So Anthem is really built around trying to combine the impact of having your own personal story with the fun of playing with other players. But we really want to make sure that that playing with other people feels like a choice. So for people that want to just experience the story, you're going to be able to do that. Now going out into an open world.
What a beautiful game, though, man. I assume this is all in-game, right?
I think so.
And we've really tried to balance the co-op experience to be fun, even for people that don't normally engage in this kind of thing.
What I want to know is what happens once you're done with the story of the game.
Do you
get a multiplayer part to that you can keep playing, or
you level an alt in World of Warcraft? Yeah.
Quick, tweet them, Patrick. They'll answer you.
Yeah, tweet them fast.
I will. So,
here we go. Here comes the gameplay.
You and your friends have decided to play a mission called Scars and Villainy. The Scars have put together an acid-based super weapon, so you got to take them out. So you start in the Strider, which is like a giant walker, and it's your forward base of operations. You have a conversation with your crew, Halleck, Faye, and Owen, and you'll hear Owen. He's going to talk us through the mission as we
experience it. Oh, the favorite thing that Scott adores.
What's that?
Players having like supernatural friendly chat.
I freaking hate this.
Thank you so much, Mark, Casey, Kathleen.
It's how we talk when we play Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah.
Exactly the same way.
Hey guys, all right,
gameplay time. Let's watch.
All right.
Freelancer, time to get to work.
Not
Faye said these bastards made some kind of acid. They're using it as a weapon.
So,
find where they're making this garbage and shut it all down.
Jarvis. Oh.
This is not at all as dynamic as it looks in the trailer.
What's the plan here?
Well,
loads of scars nearby. Take a look around the area, but be careful.
So they flew to a place.
Yep.
They're walking around it. They're like, oh shit, a thing to kill. All right, that looks like me. That's aiming, Patrick. They're aiming.
Yeah, they're aiming God like Division aiming. Style.
All right, they're blowing shit up.
Right. Checking out the SCAR camp some more.
Did they cut?
Yeah.
Look at all the weapons. Oh, and the turrets. Better move quickly.
Wait, these are... Are these characters in the game, or is this... What's this supposed to be? Are these supposed to be people?
Oh, this is gameplay.
No. I mean the voices. Are they supposed to be players?
I think they're characters in the game.
Yeah. Wow, that thing's cool.
Or maybe they're players and they have some kind of a... They have some kind of a voice modulator thing.
Alright, they shot a lot of rockets at that creature and then just ran away from it. I'm all about finishing what you start. So, already the squad getting on my nerves.
Yeah, this squad, they're big bags of wimp out.
That's a cool way to deal with mines.
Yeah.
There's a shaker relic. Wait, something's odd. Get a closer look, would you?
I wish this was real players, though. Radiant pieces of energy, how very odd. Approach it with caution.
Loads of scars. I found the shaper relic. We're going to go in and get it.
Instead of my door's ringing. Hang on a sec. It's UPS.
Oh, sorry, chaps. My pizza just showed up. I know you were all looking forward to fat loot, but...
You'll have to wait. I'm famished.
Combo!
Return them to the relic. You've got to silence
them. I mean, Patrick, it might just be Destiny with flying.
Yeah, but you know what Destiny really has? Even to this day, even Destiny 2, it has great shooting.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's what carries the game for those who still play it.
I'm not
getting the feeling with this one. So, if it's a single player thing and you can play with other people during your missions if you want to, it's a different story than if it is a primarily multiplayer thing.
Yeah.
I'm not getting a great feeling from the action in this trailer, in this gameplay sequence.
Where do you normally get the good feeling?
It could be that this isn't about the shooting, this particular game. I mean, it could... I've played plenty of games that don't shoot as well as Destiny that are still fun to play. You are right. Destiny shooting is top tier. It's also why I get so mad about Destiny, because it's the game I love to play that I have no desire to play.
Right.
Right. Okay, but in the case of this game, if it's not about shooting, I'm not sure what it's about, because all they've done is flying around and shooting. So maybe it's about flying around, but that didn't seem super exciting.
Yeah, I can't tell either. I can't tell.
It's hard to say.
Yep, and that was actually just a short version of the full demo that we brought here to LA. So
look at him wide-legging it.
Come by the Anthem Theater here at...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so people are going to be able to play it. So we'll have...
On everyone's
impressions.
Mind.
On
when
that.
Do we get to play?
When do we play?
So Anthem comes out February 22nd, 2019, on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC.
So mark your calendars, everybody. Fire off your tweets.
So PC version probably the one to get if you want best fidelity. Xbox One X probably pretty close.
A big thank you to all of the developers who showcased their games today, and everybody.
Okay, they're ramping it down.
Back home around the world, let's give them all a round of applause. Now, some of what you saw today, you guys have to wait to play. But you guys, EA has so much available right now. Now, for those of you keeping score, you can get your free trial of FIFA 18's World Cup today. And Andrew told us about the free trial of Origin Access. Yarny is back with a buddy in Unravel 2, which is also available today. Plus, you can take on your friends in Command & Conquer Rivals starting today as well.
If you're
now,
on Android.
That's a lot of available stuff that's out today. Is anybody ready to go home and download anything? No? You're like, I just want to go outside into the fan fest. I get it.
Wow, that's not good when everybody's quiet. Yeah, we're good.
Especially all their plants there, man.
Tournament is going to begin. I'm going to head outside and check out the games, but I want to thank everybody for coming down to EA Play today and watching the press conference, and have a great
weekend.
Thank
you, Andrea.
Thanks, Andrea.
All right.
Montage. I told you, EA is the one that's always the most boring. Not boring, but just, I mean, what are they going to do? There's not much going on there.
I mean, they could have gotten me hyped with Anthem, but I'm still a little bit, I'll wait to, we don't know anything about Anthem any more than we did before this, and that worries me a great deal.
Yeah.
What we knew it was going to be like a solo slash multiplayer thing that they wanted to make a little bit different, and that there were going to be armors and shooting, and they just kind of showed all of this, but not really. I'm getting a worrisome Destiny 1 presentation from, when was it, like 2013 or 14 vibe.
Right.
I don't know.
I'm of the same sort of feeling about it. I don't know. I don't know what to think. John, what your take on?
I think in a world where EA is in a better place, Anthem would have come off better. I think having gone through all the stuff we have recently with EA, it's hard to be excited for that, because it's really hard to say, oh, I think they're going to execute on this.
Yeah.
And for me, the biggest one is Mass Effect Andromeda, a game we saw nothing about right up until launch. And 8 months is not a long time. And maybe they were doing it for timing. But when you show me a trailer that's got a lot of quick cuts, and you can't show me all the classes in your game, and you can't walk me through what your game is actually about in any good way, I immediately think of Andromeda, which we now know after the fact they were desperately trying to finish right up until the very end.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. They cut from the action scenes, and their whole gameplay demo was, what, 4 or 5 minutes? It reeks of, well, this part is going to be boring because you're just going to see numbers flying over for, you know, 45 seconds. So let's cut. Like, let's cut to the chase. Except in those games, you have to have the chase. Not all the time, maybe, but kind of exciting stuff happening. It's all there is. Or unless, you know, the story is really compelling, but then they're not really pushing that either. You know, they didn't show us that. We don't know anything about the story. They were like saying those random words like, oh, the scar, and they want to do the take the anthem and the storm and the javelins that are pink, and you're like, what did I just see?
Yeah.
I'm very worried.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I need to see that thing come out. I worry. Every BioWare game of the last little bit has been a problem. There are other people making BioWare kinds of experiences better, in my opinion. Even if you look at old school efforts or things that aim for a more old school BioWare vibe, like Pillars of Eternity 2, which I think is amazing and certainly owes its legacy to Baldur's Gate and things of the early BioWare days. But I don't know, man. Ever since the doctors left, and they just seem to be weird. It's fine, and I'm sure this thing is cool and it's beautiful, and if they can deliver some compelling gameplay, I'm all in on Anthem. But of this entire conference, the one thing that jumped out at me is that weird German boat game. Like, that's...
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. It's more... It was more intriguing, Sea of Solitude. It was more intriguing than Anthem.
Yeah.
Which is...
Did not expect that. All right. We should look at the schedule and let the fine people know what we're doing next.
Tomorrow, Microsoft.
Yeah. Let's see. I made a page for this. If you go to frogpants.com/E3, but it's spelled, well, just go to frogpants.com and click on the link that says E3. That's the easiest thing. They won't let you put a number in the URL. Anyway, there's a list of the stuff. Tomorrow, we have Microsoft, Sunday, June 10th, 2 p.m. Mountain Time. So that's 1 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m., no, 4 p.m. Eastern, I believe. Yeah, 2 p.m. my time. All right, there'll be that. Then we got Bethesda that same day at 6:30 Pacific. And then Devolver Digital.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you're not doing that one. And you're not doing Devolver either, right? There's no way you're doing that. Right?
Devolve, no way. Bethesda, it's too late for me. I would like to, but I'm not going to.
Yeah. And then there's after that we go Ubisoft on the next day. So we'll play it from there. But right now that's the plan.
Wait, on Monday there's everything.
Yeah, Monday's
on
everything.
Monday, it's the big day. Like it's 8 hours of constant streaming and fun with Scott and Patrick and John
and hopefully and possibly Dunaway if he's around. So we've got the first thing that happens on Monday is Ubisoft at 2 p.m. Pacific, and then it just kind of goes from there all the way up through Sony.
Oh, crap. PC gaming show, I forgot. Sorry, it's not going to be nonstop fun. it's going to be pretty boring there in the middle, yeah. But then it will be good again.
Indeed. So if you are wanting to kind of follow our thoughts outside of this schedule, you can do that by following us all on Twitter. John's at John_Jagger. I'm at Scott Johnson. Patrick's at NotPatrick. And the entirety of this audio will end up on both the Boop and the Pixels feed. So watch for that. I'll also put the video version up on YouTube. I think that's it.
Woo-hoo.
Anything else? Are we good?
Yeah.
All right.
I think we're good. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, everyone.